This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to read you a statement by President Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States. And afterwards, I want to give you my thoughts on the Nevada GOP, the state of the Nevada GOP. I went on a rant in hour number one, but so many of you tune into different hours of my show, so maybe you did not hear it and you were not around for that hour one rant. And I want you to hear what I think about the Nevada GOP. But first, you got to understand what's happening to the country. It's a disaster what's happening to the country. And so here's a statement by Donald J. Trump. Republicans must take seriously the effort by Democrats to completely change America through the reconciliation process. Democrats are now suggesting that budget reconciliation, that means you could pass everything by a 51-49 vote. Budget reconciliation, or in this case 51-50 actually, because it's a 50-50 tie in the U.S. Senate, so it would be a 50-50 tie and then Vice President Kamala Harris would break the tie. So they could pass anything they wanted, any time they wanted, just with 51 votes. They've already got 50, so with Kamala Harris's vote, they could pass anything and everything they want to just destroy America completely. So Trump says, Democrats are now suggesting that budget reconciliation could be used to pass mail-in ballot legislation so they could steal every election, as well as trying to include amnesty in their infrastructure package. Can you imagine putting the two together? The infrastructure package has little to do with infrastructure as we know it, bridges, roads, tunnels, etc., but is a dramatic expansion of government that will cost more than $3.5 trillion being discussed. Don't let it happen. And if amnesty is included in the infrastructure package, there will be a run on our southern border, the likes of which we have never seen before. It will be a signal that says, quote, come to America now because you will soon be a citizen. Providing amnesty to illegal aliens in the history of what already is considered the greatest border catastrophe will result in disaster beyond our gravest nightmares. No country could pay this price. It will lead to ruination. Any effort to dictate national mail-in voting will be a disaster for our country and for conservatism. There will never be a Republican elected to high office ever again. I urge every Republican to fight this and deny Democrats a quorum if that is what it takes to make sure the Democrats can't use reconciliation. Republicans must push back for the sake of our country and, far less importantly, the sake of the Republican Party. So, look, I've argued it's a communist takeover of the United States, Marxist, communist, socialist takeover of the United States after they first rigged and stole the election. Now they're taking over the United States with a one-vote margin. The whole thing is a disaster. It is a tragedy of epic proportions. They're going to ruin our lives, our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives, our unborn grandchildren's lives. I have no grandchildren. Unborn grandchildren's lives. This nation will never be the same. Now you move to Las Vegas, as an example. Vegas is a mess. Okay, the tourists are back. There's no question we're doing well tourism again. But look at the quality of the tourists that are back. We used to be a high-class town that was actually, one of the sad things is Vegas before COVID was pricing middle-class people out of a trip to Vegas because every hotel room was $200, $300, $400, $500, and every restaurant was, you know, two people for $200. And I was thinking how sad it was that they were pricing the middle-class out. But at least it was a high-class town, and it was a town filled with executives, salesmen, saleswomen, business owners, small business owners, people with high disposable income. If you've seen the trash walking around Vegas lately, have you taken a trip down the strip? Or how many of my listeners, so many of you, work at the casinos and you send me emails about this all the time? By the way, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Our audience now in Vegas is the most low-class, thug-hood garbage you've ever seen in your entire life. So, yeah, it's the same amount of people, but it's such a different class. Vegas is being ruined and destroyed. You got to fear for your life even going near the Strip. It takes your life in your hands to go near the Strip, to go into the fashion show mall. It's filled with troublemakers whose dream in life is to mug and rob and shoplift and carjack and home invade. My God, this town has dropped to levels I never imagined it. And the crime wave, oh my God, the burglaries and the car break-ins. And I'm talking about in the nicest neighborhoods, Henderson and Summerlin. Summerlin's being overrun by criminals. And the Strip, my gosh, if you get away without a mugging, a robbery every hour on the Strip, a shooting, a knifing every hour on the Strip, you're having a lucky night, if there's an hour without it. And of course, the sheriff, who's done such a great job, Lombardo, now wants to be the governor of the state. You know, you'd think if he kept us safe and there wasn't a robbery on every block every night, maybe he could be a candidate for governor. But are you really a candidate for governor, a Republican candidate for governor, if the city is undergoing a massive crime wave? And I haven't even talked about homicides yet, which are up over 100% over a year ago. We are in so much trouble as a city, as a state, as a country. All around us, a takeover by communists, a destruction of everything great about America. And in the midst of all that, I attended last night the Clark County GOP event to elect new officers. And I can't even explain to you what a cluster puck it was. I can't even explain to you the people that I saw, the leadership of the local Nevada Clark County GOP and the state chairman and the state GOP warring with each other. It was a war zone. That's why they had police. That's why they had bodyguards. That's why they had security. That's why they called in police and SWAT on top of the police. Police that was already there. I walked out after an hour or less. I sat there and I couldn't take it anymore, and I walked out. It was so disgusting, so dysfunctional, such incompetence, such dysfunction, such liars, such intimidators, such fools, destroying the Republican Party. It's a PR disaster. The Nevada GOP is such a joke. The state GOP is a joke, and Clark County is a joke. The whole thing is a disgrace to the name Republican Party. I grew up in New York Republican politics. I never saw anything like the hatred on display at the Nevada GOP. And you know what I think about the state chairman and the county chairman? You should all go to, I won't even say what I think. I'll temper it a little bit. You should all resign, go back to your homes, lock the door, and never come out. Because you've created such a mess, such a dysfunction, such a disgrace, such an affront to good Republican patriots who want to save America. The Nevada GOP is incapable of winning a race. You're not going to elect a governor. You're not going to elect a lieutenant governor. You're not electing a senator. You're not electing a congressman. You couldn't elect a dog catcher. You all have one thing in common only. You hate each other. The entire Nevada Republican Party is dysfunctional and hates each other. Throw in incompetence and leadership that lies about everything, and you've got the Nevada State GOP, and you've got the Clark County GOP. And what you've done is you've created an image in the media that we are all idiots and morons and hateful people and losers. And you needed the police in large numbers to keep it from turning into a brawl. That's what leaders are doing in Nevada. And the leadership of the state was making threats against the leadership of the county and threatening people's lives and trying to hurt people and phone threats and almost to blows yesterday. And the whole thing is so disgusting and depressing and demoralizing. Our local Nevada party is just finished. I don't think it's repairable. This is a civil war. The country's ready to go to civil war, but our intra-Republican party in Nevada is already in a civil war, and they all hate each other. So you know, it's funny when Democrats say, oh, white people hate black people, black people hate white people. The Nevada Republican Party is almost completely white, and they all hate each other. So don't worry about black-white hatred. They're all Republicans, they're all conservatives, and they're all white, and they still all hate each other. So, you know, Democrats don't really have anything to fear, certainly in Nevada. If this is symbolic of what may actually happen in every GOP in the whole country, then the country is screwed. But I don't think it is. I think this is a singularly Nevada event and Nevada situation. And we have just a really bad leadership here, all the way around from top to bottom. And I left early disgusted, and I walked outside in the dark to see literally dozens of police literally like 50 policemen, but dozens of police cars with their lights on, you know, the red and the... you're like, you're thinking you're at a riot or a BLM event. You think you're at like the town is burning. No, it's a Republican vote for the Clark County leadership, Clark County GOP leadership, and they have to have tons of police presence to keep them safe because Republicans want to kill other Republicans. I mean, you know, whether it's physically kill or just literally... verbally kill. It doesn't matter. The threats and the stares and the hates and the shout-outs. You know, you're a horrible person. You're a liar. You're a fraud. Oh, my God. Is this really what the Nevada Republican Party is about? Aren't you embarrassed? It's a PR disaster. Nobody knows who's right. All anybody knows is all of you are five-year-olds, except you're violent five-year-olds. You know what my message is to the state leadership and the county leadership? Go away. You're all losers. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I don't often endorse charities publicly, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. Hey, Chris, you think maybe the music could slow down? What, are you playing it for an hour? I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I'm today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. Sometimes I think people can't hear my voice above the music, so you got to just get the music out and let me start talking. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. And I, you know, two things I really love in life are veterans and horses. Not veterinarians now. I'm talking about military vets. And I love animals. And I can't stand to see horses suffer or die. And the Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And so the horses are helping the veterans, and the veterans are saving the lives of the horses. And I just love everything Liberty Projects does, all their big executive team, they're all vets themselves, not veterinarians, veterans, military veterans. So whether it's the volunteer partner or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. They've assembled quite a team. They're taking care of veterans. They're taking care of horses. Vetsandhorses.com. Good stuff. You know that I have an incredible gut instinct. It's so amazing. The media, the liberal media and the liberal politicians try and take me down by listening to every second of the show and trying to find one sentence once a month they can take out of context or one prediction that turns out to be wrong. You know, I must have made probably 10,000 predictions in the 6 years I've been on radio, and like 9,996 came true, and four of them were wrong. And they take those four and go, see, Wayne Root's terrible. Wayne Root's bad. Wayne Root's bad. You know, it's amazing. But almost everything I ever predict is right. And I told you guys the single biggest lie I ever heard that would make Pinocchio blush, that would make Bernie Madoff say, no, I can't go that far. I won't do it. Bernie Madoff would go, I just won't do it. It'll hurt my credibility. Is the CDC announcing and Joe Biden announcing that virtually every new case of COVID is in unvaccinated people. And I said to you, that's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Now, by the way, it's not like I've ever denied there's COVID from the first day. Before anyone in America, anyone in the media was even talking about COVID, I am someone who reads up everywhere and everything and devours news. And I knew back in January and February that there was terrible stuff going on in China and it was coming our way. So I've never denied there's a pandemic. There is one, but it's the flu. You know, it's like if I said to you, look at the ape over there, you go, who cares? But if I said, look at King Kong over there, you go, what? King Kong's coming to destroy our city? Run! Run! Because you gave it a name. You branded it. You gave it power. It's not just an ape. It's King Kong. That's what they did with COVID. You gave it power it doesn't deserve. COVID is the flu. Just like an ape is an ape. It's not King Kong. COVID is the flu. And if you said the flu's going around, people would go, hey, good topic at the party today. But if you say COVID is happening, oh my God, we're all going to die. It's the King Kong of flus. Look, it's the flu, and it's definitely going around again, and lots of people I know have gotten it recently. So I get it, but of the people I know got it, half are vaccinated and half are unvaccinated. And all around the world, I've seen proof that actually most of the people getting it are vaccinated. So don't lie to me and tell me that everybody getting it is unvaccinated, because that's a terrible lie. So sure enough, I'm right again. United States Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin, says data from Israel shows 84% of the new COVID cases are vaccinated individuals. 84%. And you know what's funny? I sent the article to my friend who isn't a liberal. He's a rhino. The rhinos are as bad as the liberals. And it's like they put their hands over their ears and they go, na 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 na, like five-year-olds. Just like the people fighting at the Clark County GOP last night, like five-year-olds. Our whole country's filled with five-year-olds. The rhino says, texts me back and says, you just don't want to ever deal with facts. Oh, it's not a fact that the data in Israel shows 84% of new COVID cases are vaccinated individuals? That's not a fact? It is a fact. But my rhino friend has been vaccinated, so he doesn't want to see that. He doesn't want to accept that. He doesn't want to believe the CDC is the biggest bunch of frauds and liars this side of Bernie Madoff. What an incredible Pinocchio lie to say everybody getting COVID is unvaccinated when around the world the proof is more of them are vaccinated.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone. Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast, or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Infrastructure is stalled in the Senate. A procedural vote to move infrastructure forward failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer scheduling the vote to open debate on a framework for an infrastructure bill, but many Republicans said they want to wait for the actual bill to be presented. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
Pelosi saying Representatives Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio won't be allowed to serve on the panel. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We've got a guest, GOP candidate for U.S. Senator in Alaska, who is opposing Senator Lisa Murkowski. So many books. I've written 14 books. And I've mentioned my strategy in several of them, which is I'm always for the conservative in the primary. And then whoever wins, even if it's a rhino, it's better than a Democrat. At least I still will support the Republican in the general election. It's better than a Democrat. Well, you know what? I'm starting to think maybe it's not. It's certainly not much better. And Lisa Murkowski, in my opinion, is horrible. Horrible for America. Horrible for the GOP. Horrible for the conservative cause. Horrible for patriots. So I want to welcome Kelly, it's pronounced Shibaka, to the show. Kelly Shibaka, U.S. Senate candidate, GOP primary in Alaska. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Such an honor to be with you.
So you heard what I summed up about Lisa Murkowski. I used to say, hey, look, a rhino's still better than a Democrat. And they are kind of, a little bit, but not a lot. And I'm starting to get, you know, more and more turned off to these rhinos that are really no better than Democrats, except they put an R next to their name. And I think the queen of all of that is your opponent, Lisa Murkowski. What do you think?
I think most of Alaska agrees with you. And, in fact, the Alaska Republican Party has officially censured Lisa, saying that her votes and actions are contrary to the Republican Party platform and the best interests of the state. And they said she can't be a candidate in any Republican primary. And then they went ahead and endorsed me, which is unprecedented. It's over a year before our election. And that functionally makes me the primary candidate in our race. Isn't that amazing?
It's not just amazing, it's fantastic. And what is your background, Kelly? Tell everyone. It's Kelly Shibaka, and you're a GOP candidate for the United States Senate in Alaska. What's your background?
Well, my parents came up here in the 70s. My dad had been trained as an electrician when he served in Vietnam. So thanks to all of you who served in our armed forces. He was able to get a job just as a maintenance guy at the Anchorage Telephone Utility. He worked there till he retired. My mom was one of the first Alaskans up at Prudhoe Bay before the pipeline was built. And that oil and gas job, it changed our family destiny because life was hard for my parents. They were even homeless for a while. But they were able to fight their way into the middle class and give me a normal Alaska childhood, you know, fishing and hunting and playing ice hockey and flying out of Lake Hood with my dad. And from there, I went on to be the first in our family to pursue a college degree. I got to go to Texas A&M. And then I went on to law school. And then I've had a great time doing public service for my career and then decided back in January, you know what? Our country's heading in the wrong direction. We got to do something about this. I want to fight for the Alaskans who fought for me. Everyone should have the opportunities that my parents had. You know, work a good paying job, put a roof over their head, maybe send their kid to college. And then I got the endorsement of President Trump. And that was just about the highlight of this campaign so far. That's a little bit about the story in a nutshell.
Tell me where you stand on the election. What do you think happened in the election? I'm interested in hearing your thoughts.
In the 2020 election?
Yes, 2020 election.
Yeah, so interestingly, I had the opportunity when I served as commissioner of the Department of Administration here in Alaska to do an audit of our division of elections before our 2020 election. And I was familiar with a lot of the vulnerabilities in our system. You know, I have a background in doing information security audits, internal affairs, IT controls. So we identified a lot of the issues and vulnerabilities. We did an audit of the Dominion system before 2020, made a lot of recommendations for improvement. So when 2020 happened, none of that was news to us up here in Alaska. We saw that coming, if you will. I think that I'll put it this way. When Bush and Gore ran for president, we stopped the election for over a month and looked at Broward County and looked at every hanging chad to see who won. In 2016, we were told that we needed to spend years looking at whether Russia interfered with the election to determine if Donald Trump was actually president. But despite the thousands of allegations that still haven't been fully reviewed, we rushed through a coronation process and made Joe Biden president. And there's still a lot of questions out there that just haven't been answered. And I think that one of these standards is not like the others. And we need to have the same consistent standard applied to our elections and election integrity if we're going to have confidence throughout America about who the actual winner is in any given election.
And I think that's a very good answer and a very fair answer, and I approve of that answer. I think you're on the right track, Kelly. None of us has to say the election was stolen or rigged, although I do say it all the time. I saw it in front of my eyes. I believe it was stolen or rigged. But I think it's fantastic if a candidate just says, look, lots of irregularities. We should be studying it. We should not accept it as fact. We should absolutely do forensic audits. And by the way, Kelly, I don't know how, you know, if you're as big as I am on watching kind of Law and Order shows, including Law and Order, but I've been watching police shows my whole life, and I got to tell you, the single biggest thing that makes a detective think the person's guilty is when they say, hey, you know, let us search your car, or let us search your home, let us search your place of business. And the person goes, oh, no, I'm not letting you in without a warrant, right? Immediately they think, well, they did it. And so when Democrats are faced with forensic audits, instead of saying, hey, have at it, we didn't cheat, the election was fair and square, instead they go, no, we're not going to allow you to do a forensic audit. You can't. We won't let you. They're guilty of sin. It's so clear they're guilty of sin. Their reaction, their response to us questioning the election. No, you're not allowed to talk about it. No, we'll ban you from Twitter for life. Do you know, Kelly, I am banned for life from Twitter with 160,000 fans. Wayne Root, banned for life because I dare to question election integrity.
And what's interesting is I suspect in a year there will be emails released under a FOIA request from some government official that actually confirm the answers to your questions, just like we just had with Dr. Fauci's emails, right? And
right.
That's the thing that's concerning to me, Wayne, is that having spent my career doing government oversight, I've always been on the side of holding insiders accountable, exposing waste, fraud, and abuse, looking at insider emails to find out what the truth is. All these actions are really concerning to me, and what you said is exactly what I found as well. I've investigated numerous high-level officials in government at state and federal levels, and when someone doesn't want you asking questions, that is a sign that there is something being hidden, something that they are, we call those indicators of deception. The nice
right. Well,
thing, there's something up here.
right before you came on as the guest, we're talking to Kelly Shibaka. She is a GOP candidate for U.S. Senate in Alaska, and I like her, and I think she'd make a great U.S. Senator. Kelly, I hope you are victorious in defeating Lisa Murkowski, probably my least favorite Republican senator in the world, now that Dean Heller of Nevada has been defeated. Another one of those, but you know, who claimed he was a Trump fan after he, you know, first hated Trump's guts. All these people are such liars. It's amazing. But, you know, it's interesting because earlier before you came on, I was talking about Mike Lindell. You know, a lot of people call him kooky and crazy, and he wears antennas, and, you know, he's a Martian, he's a Venusian. They think he's nuts because he says the election was stolen. He has proof. He came out today and said, I'll offer $5 million to any tech expert who could prove my facts wrong. And so that's confidence. There's a guy. That's how Democrats should be acting. You know, Democrats should be saying, we'll offer you $20 million if you could prove the election was stolen. But they don't have any confidence like that. They don't want there to be a forensic audit. You'd think they'd say, here's $20 million. If any forensic audit proves a state was stolen, we'll give you $20 million. No, they don't want the audits. That tells me something's really wrong and they're hiding something. Mike Lindell is hiding nothing. He did it the right way. I like Mike. I give him credit for that.
Wayne, I think there's a lot of confidence everybody has. It doesn't matter what side of politics that you're on. When there's data and there's evidence, I find a lot of comfort in that. I was a chief data officer in one of my roles. Using data analytics is really compelling. One of the things I don't find compelling is what we see on posters all across our elementary schools. Don't bully. Let's not call people names. Let's not engage in hate. let's resort to kindness. And for some reason, I found in my career and in what you just referenced, it seems that when people have a hard time coming up with evidence or facts or debating on issues, they do resort to the exact same things that we outlaw in elementary schools, right?
We say,
let's engage in ideas and let's encourage diversity of thought. But when they can't debate on the facts and they can't debate with data and evidence, well, then they just start calling people names and they start canceling them, their thoughts, their ideas, their Twitter accounts. And I don't think that's consistent with our American values, or I would even say our Bill of Rights. I think that we're starting to get into some really dangerous un-American territory. Some courage and common sense goes a long way to realize that we become better as people. We become better in our ideas when we are exposed to other ideas and when we give up the bullying that we've decided to give up in elementary school.
Well, there's a lot of bullying and brainwashing in the media about the vaccine, and I don't really care if you love it or hate it. As far as I'm concerned, some people want it, some people don't, and that's great. What I want to hear, Kelly, is where you stand on vaccine passports and vaccine mandates. To me, that's a clear violation of freedom and the United States Constitution. You can't force somebody to take an injection they don't want to take, in particular an experimental injection. I have no problem if you want to take it. I have no problem if you think it's good for you or for society. Great. But vaccine passports, whatever happened to HIPAA? You're not supposed to ask me about my health condition. And yet with this, you're able to ask people anything. Where do you stand on that? Real quick.
I come at it from two perspectives. First, the Declaration of Independence says that we have inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Life and liberty together give us medical privacy rights. The second place I come at it is I spent some time as a privacy lawyer in our national security community. I was over 10 years in the intel community. I just want to say real quick, once you pop a privacy bubble, you don't get it back. And all this stuff, the vast passports and mandating COVID vaccines, it's really dangerous because once you go down that path, you don't get to come back from it. Once you see something, you can't unsee it. It's kind of a privacy rule, and this follows in that.
Good answer, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, the music's on. We got to go to break. Can you hang through the break? We'll ask you a few more questions on the other side.
I'd be honored to.
Great. Stay with us for another segment. Kelly Shibaka, U.S. Senate candidate, GOP, Alaska.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is For Vets by Vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a brand new advertiser, by the way, brand new sponsor. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. Listen up, folks. This is great stuff. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that were hacked? Remember how the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? Remember how Cuba censored the internet to kill the protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, and by the way, right here in Las Vegas. For business or for family. For you, your family, your business, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only, get this, $6.95 a month. That's it? Really? $6.95 a month to make your internet choices private? To make your conversations private? Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. So it costs $6.95 a month and you get 3 months free. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. PatriotVPN.com. Go check it out. We're back with my guest, Her name is Kelly Shibaka. She's a GOP candidate for U.S. Senate in Alaska, opposing probably my least favorite Republican senator in the whole country, Senator Lisa Murkowski. I can't stand her. I want Kelly to oust her. Kelly Shibaka, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you so much.
So I want to ask the million-dollar, all-important question. Why are you running?
Yeah, so super simply, my parents had this amazing story of going from homeless to seeing me get into Harvard Law. Like, who has that story? And the answer is every
By the way,
Alaskan.
Kelly? Hey, Kelly? I love that. I got a name for a book, Homeless to Harvard. There it is. It's a great name, Homeless to Harvard.
Yeah, and it's totally true. And the reason is because my mom got that oil and gas job up at the top of Alaska on our North Slope. And at that point in time, neither of my parents had a college degree. And Alaskans fought for us. It's Alaska's resource industry that changed the course of our family destiny. And I just think every Alaskan should have that opportunity. We've got so much resource here. And the fact of the matter is the Biden administration, with Lisa Murkowski's help, they are advancing this energy annihilating agenda that has shut down our mining, our oil and gas, our timber. We can't access our lands. It's just fundamentally anti-Alaska. Our homelessness is shooting up. Our unemployment is shooting up. And people can't have that same story that my parents had. And I would love to see all Alaskans just have hope again and us to be able to rebuild this state for it to be the state that I grew up in.
I get it. And by the way, I've got a great Harvard story, too. My daughter was homeschooled to Harvard. You are homeless to Harvard, so the two of you have a lot in common. We homeschooled our kids, and my daughter graduated right at the top of her class at Harvard, but she was accepted by all the best Ivy League schools in America. She was 13 for 13 as a homeschool kid. Never in a classroom in her life till her first classroom at Harvard University, which I think was in 2010. When did you graduate at Harvard, by the way?
I graduated in 2002, but that's a huge shout out to you and to all homeschool parents. We've homeschooled all five of our kids at different points in their schooling. They've also done public school and private school, and we've just done the whole school choice thing. But man, to homeschool all her school years, that's really impressive.
And get into Harvard and Stanford and Yale and
Absolutely.
Every great college in America. She's an amazing girl. My daughter is Dakota Root. She's about to be Dr. Dakota Root. She'll get her degree in just a couple of months. Let's finish up with the new law in Alaska. It's now a top four primary. Top four primary vote getters will go to the runoff in the November general election. Tell us about how that works.
So there was just a ballot measure passed. So this is the first time we're doing it. And it's a ranked choice election, which means we don't have a party primary. It's like two general elections back to back. Top four vote getters go to the final election. Voters get to rank them. If someone doesn't clear 50%, then you go into this ranked choice runoff. We're not sure how it's all fully going to work right now. I mean, we know the system, but we don't know how the rankings will work. This is what we do know that I'm really excited about. If someone clears 50%, they win. Senator Sullivan, our other Republican senator, he well cleared 50%. Trump won our state both times by double digits. Right now, I'm clearing four times as much in donations from Alaskans as Lisa Murkowski. We always vote Republican down the ticket, which is why the Republican Party took matters in their own hands and said, you can't take away our party primary. We're censuring Lisa. We're endorsing Kelly. I have a lot of confidence that voters are going to turn out the same voters who turned out for Trump. And they're going to say, we put our strong support and vote behind Kelly, and we'll clear 50% and never get into that ranked choice runoff stuff.
Great stuff, Kelly Shibaka. We're up against the news break. We got to run. Kelly Shibaka, hopefully she's the future United States Senator, Kelly Shibaka, from homeless to Harvard. What a great representative for Alaska and for the Republican Party. Great message. Thank you, Kelly. God bless you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.